Well, some good news. Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack says FedEx is going to be taking a shipment of baby formula off a military plane here pretty soon.
They're going to deliver it to a distribution center that the Nestle Gerber folks have here. And then it's going to go on trucks, and it's going to be delivered in hospitals and home health care clinics all across the country.
Good news. It's coming in from Germany. Now to talk about what's happening here in our area, Professor at UAB, Department of Pediatrics, Dr. Candace Dye joins us. Candace, good morning. Welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I'm sure you've been dealing with this. A lot of moms really scrambling right now. Still tough to get for now, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So when do you see any relief coming? Is it the planes that are coming in from Germany that will help with this? Or I know the factories are about to get cranked up again. They worked out a deal with the FDA, but that's still going to take another 4 to 6 weeks potentially before it gets to the shelves. So what can be substituted? A lot of people are saying, you know, what can we do here? I mean, we didn't have baby formula, you know, forever. So what did we do before it?
Right. So, you know, there are some options, and it, you know, certainly is a scary, anxious time for parents and caregivers trying to feed their infants. And, you know, there are a lot of relief efforts on the way, thank goodness. And, you know, I don't personally know the timeline on those things. You know, I'm learning that information as we all are. But I think that there, you know, are some different options, and it may be using, you know, an off-brand formula, or, you know, not the exact same label that you are used to, but just really, really advise against one, trying to make your own, or diluting the formula that you do already have.
So why do you frown upon making your own? Is whole milk not a good idea? Not sweetened condensed milk, but what's the other milk
right there? Cow's milk, just whole cow's milk.
Yeah, what about the powdered milks and things like that? You know, when my grandkids come over, we just give them, you know, ice cream anytime they want it. So not a good idea, I guess.
Well, not for an infant. But you know, they're at a certain age, you may be able to use whole milk, cow's milk. But that's, you know, much closer to 1 year of age, 12 months of age. You know, not making your own, just because formula is a highly, you know, worked through process. And there may be some, like I said, you know, some things, but really need that, you know, specially made formula, because you can inadvertently give your infant, something that could very much harm them. And diluting the formula, can lead to severe, complications.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. We're talking with the professor, UAB Department of Pediatrics, Dr. Candace Dye. Doctor, if a mom calls you today and says, "Doctor, I need some help here. I have no formula. I have a four-month-old baby. I can't breastfeed. Mm-hmm. What should I do?" What's your answer?
So hopefully we would have some pediatrician's office, some doctor's offices do have some that they are able to share, that would hopefully be able to, you know, get them to the point to where, you know, there are some options on the shelves or through WIC, or, you know, however they normally are able to get that formula. But, you know, we're in the same bind that families are to a certain degree. So
are there any other places that you know of that might have it that moms aren't thinking about?
You know, I think just moms and dads and grandparents, I mean, they're very resourceful and go into all the places, but, you know, it may be going to the local pharmacy instead of the, you know, the huge, you know, grocery store, department store, just different places, wholesale, you know, type of places, that may, you know, not be, like you said, the normal places where you would, you know, buy your quote groceries.
What about other moms that breastfeed and use pumps? Can they share that breast milk with other moms and babies?
So there is a process that you can you know, donate and share your milk. I thankfully was able to do that with one of our children, but it needs to go through the actual organization and company that then will test and sterilize and do the things to make sure that that milk is safe.
Is it okay for a one mom to breastfeed another friend's baby?
I guess that's more of a personal decision. If you trusted that, mom, but certainly, that's very generous. But again, you're not really sure what you're getting if it hasn't gone through that process.
All right. Well, I appreciate your information this morning. Dr. Candace Dye with UAB's Department of Pediatrics. Thank you.